Divas.
Check me out.
Yeah.
Now, if y'all looking for somebody to be apologetic about how fly these ladies are,
y'all looking for that?
Y'all got the wrong one.
Not right here, player.
Y'all know what time it is.
Know what time it is.
Radio Divas.
Radio. Yeah.
Miss Mika.
Miss Mika, what happened?
Miss Blue.
Yeah.
DJ Saxy. Erica Arthur. Right here. Grind Hard Radio Network. Radio Divas. Yeah.
Radio Divas, Lara.
Come now. been waiting for a long time, gotta do it. And won't let nothing hold me down, gotta do it. Because I may not get another chance, I believe it. If I want it, I can have it, I believe it. Done with falling, done with losing, I can do it. I think I'll tell myself again, I can do it, yeah. And I'm not gonna stop till I win,
partied with the Latinos all day and all night. and I ate a whole lot of fish tacos. And let me tell you this, I came back and I drove past Taco Bell and walked in Taco Bell with my sister because my sister wanted Taco Bell. And I said, I can no longer eat Taco Bell because I have been eating the real thing for 3 months, and she called me bougie. But the taste is completely different. So, you know, once you get that authentic taste in your mouth, you just can't go back to Taco Bell.
Yeah. Sexy, it looked like you enjoyed yourself, darling. Like, I'm proud of you, sis. You did your thing. You know what I'm saying? You're making moves out here, not only for yourself, but for female DJs. You look like you thoroughly enjoyed yourself. So I salute you.
Oh, yes. You've got to work hard and then play harder.
Exactly.
So, yeah. A lot of hard work, but, you know, fun and play at the same time.
Out
here grinding hard.
Grinding hard for the ladies, showing ladies how we get together. You know, it's part of, you know, to be a woman and, you know, be in a male-dominant industry. So, sexy, you know, big salute to you. I seen the pictures, the beautiful scenery. I was like, man, I should have took Sax there for one of them dates, you know. To go out there and, you know, visit and be on the water. It looks like you really did have a good time. Me, JetBlue, Eric, all of us gonna have to come and catch us in one of those tours, you know. One of those cruises.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I can't wait. One day we'll be there.
Blue, tell us what you
had
going on.
Let's make it happen.
Right. Well, you know, just being mom and moving around a lot. Can't sit still with these kids, but, you know, that's the life of a parent. So, you know, getting ready to get them back in school. I'm glad when they're back, so I need my house peace.
That's right.
I need a peaceful back again. yes. But
what is the
weather
like after?
Oh, my God. It's like in the triple digits. It's like 110. 110.
Yeah, Blue is out there in Las Vegas. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's in Vegas. Vegas, right, Blue?
Yeah. It's 107 out here, but it is hot. I feel like I'm in an oven, and there's like not enough AC blowing right now. And plus, I'm out and about, so.
Oh,
and, yeah, so it is hot. Too hot for me.
I understand. We're glad to have you back, Blue. Glad that you're joining us back. All of us are back together again. Me, myself, I am back in Atlanta for good this time. I have my son here. He's going to school. Love it. I am working the COVID event tonight with Tampa Mystic. Shout out to Tampa Mystic, who running DJs, Team Big Rankin, my support system. Just tell us a little bit about what you've been doing. I got to talk to you briefly on Sade's show when we talked about the Black Lives Matter, the identity crisis and stuff. It was a good show. I got to talk with you briefly, but not catch up on what's been going on with you.
Right. Well, just like you said, because I've been getting a lot of gigs, a lot of bookings, doing a lot of different shows, wearing my producer hat as well. We just got it started on a new season, the Ground Hard Radio. It's going to be an amazing season. And also, ladies, I'm working on a new, how should I say this, interactive show through, I believe, Google. It's called Black Talk Live. It's going to be interactive. You're going to be able to see us. It's a lot of things I got coming up, you know, so I want everybody to be on the lookout for that. It's a lot of stuff that's going on in the world, police killing our black brothers. We got morons basically running for president. So Black Talk Live, we are going to be talking about a lot of things that folks, you know, are afraid to talk about. So that is coming real soon. It's a streaming show, actually. So you'll be able to see us live and all that good stuff. Black Talk Live coming real soon.
Wow, that sounds great. That sounds real
positive.
Yeah,
I've been busy since. Trying to catch a check.
Look, I understand. We all need a check. Nothing wrong with a check. Anybody who's listening, misses us, wants to tune in, talk with us live, you can call in and speak with us, 323-693-3043, press 1, to talk to any one of us live. can we get a song before we go into a couple of quick topics of the night?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's Radio Divas. I'm in the building with Miss Mika, DJ Saxy, Miss Blue. If you want to hit the latest up, 323-693-3043 be the number. Shout outs to your girl, Erica Arthur. And I'm going to hit y'all with this groove mix by everybody's favorite DJ, DJ Saxy. Let's get it.
Check me out.
Yeah.
Now, if y'all looking for somebody to be apologetic about how fly these ladies are,
y'all looking for that?
Y'all got the wrong one.
Not right here, player.
Y'all know what time it is.
Know what time it is.
Radio Divas.
Radio, yeah.
Miss Mika.
Miss Mika, what happened?
Miss Blue.
Yeah.
DJ Saxy. Erica Arthur. Right here. Grind Hard Radio Network. Radio Divas. Yeah.
You're now listening to the hottest female DJ, DJ Saxy.
Girl, your body good and you're special to me. Wanna make you my lady officially. Grab your tickets for Biden, me willing for pay. Fly you in from distance away.
Right. My AI just changed. It just buzzed the front gate. I thank God you came. How many more days could I wait? I made plans for you. And I won't let them fall through. I think I lie for you. I think I die for you. Jodeci cry for you. Do things when you want me to. Like controller. Controller. Yeah. Like controller. Controller. Yeah. Okay. You like it. When I get aggressive, tell you to go slower, go faster, like controller, controller, like controller.
I want it all day long. I'm addicted like it's wrong. I want it all day long. I'm addicted like it's.
What you got? What you do with the dessert? Do what? Do what?
All-Star DJs.
On the real, man. On the real, man. There's a lot of people like me. A lot of people like me. But yet still, it's on the few of us. Just a few people like me.
People like me. People like me. People like me. People like me. People like me. People like me. People like me. People like me. People like me.
Came up from there, but remember all the time being paid. People like me, put my whole saving on the trip, got hit, now I'm back to doing bad. People like me, tried to put some on their feet, stuff get the same mad. People like me, really seen a $500,000, take it all, trying to put it in a bag. People like me, been dripping swag on you, wanna talk about salt. People like me, never had a problem with a n***a. Give me problem, bet I knock a n***a off. People like me.
People like me. People like me. People like me.
People like me.
People like me. People like me. People like me.
People like me.
People like me. People like me. People like me.
People like me.
People like me. People like me. People like me.
What you ran for, what you down for, what you believe in? Living rid of screaming. You know, with too many people. Lolly, 17, grinning. Sitting like I'm Steven. I'm just trying to see my people. I wake up all day like I need to leave. Every night I get down on my knees. Thank the Lord I'm breathing. Thank the Lord I'm breathing.
People like me do it for them little. They don't want no money, they just wanna pull them triggers.
They try to join a gang, cause they feel they need some help, but they don't need none but they sell.
People like me, people like me, people like me, people like me. People like me, people like me, people like me, people like me. People like me, people like me, people like me, people like me. People like me, people like me.
Hope the Lord let me make it through the day.
People like me, fall up in the trap with my whole house really full of AK.
People like me, really sold everything to sell, just a friend trying to get paid.
People like me, I done made a pledge to the mob, check my resume, I'm already made.
People like me, blessed with a gift to make music, I can talk about what I've been through.
People like me,
boys screaming that they hate me on the real. I don't know you.
People like me.
People like me. People like me. People like me.
People like me.
People like me. People like me.
People like me.
People like me.
People like me.
People like me.
People like me.
People like me.
People like me.
People like me.
People like me.
Now we're in the tunnel and going too fast. Destination is at hand. there's no magic. Yeah, yeah. Got me wondering who you really are. What you say? Pump the brakes, but we kept moving. I'm wasting what I can't give back my time. I'm wasting my time, yeah, yeah.
You don't think you're listening.
You ain't listening. We kept going and should've just stopped. Pay attention to the rain. Where the lies?
Hey,
but the same man but still won't use it.
What kind of fool does that make me?
I ask for clarity but still won't receive it.
What in the hell is wrong with me?
I was comfortable cause it felt good. Didn't let go though I knew I should. Saw the red light till I ran it. Tried to break hard. That's when I hit
the reality
that we should not be. Cause the nasty wreck is a lesson I won't forget.
We're gonna pay attention to the way it flies. Yeah, never gonna pay attention and just stop. Oh,
so we don't run into each other. No, 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 no. Pay attention. I don't wanna hurt you, baby. And you don't wanna to the red light and just stop. So we won't crash and burn. No, 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 yeah, yeah. Hey, oh, oh, oh. Now we gotta pay attention and just stop. I see the red light. Yeah, I see the red light.
That sexy dip song just do something to you.
Look, I feel some type of way. I'm in people inbox and talking about, hey, big head.
Oh,
trying
goodness
to rekindle some flame.
Oh, Lord.
I'm sorry, you guys. I am having a day. I am so happy to be back with you guys that it does not even matter.
Right.
That's right.
I'm going to just say, woo! Once again, if you are listening, you can call us and speak with us live, 323-693-3043. Guess what, you guys? I don't have a topic for today. What I do have for today is I just wanted everybody to kind of share how they feel about, you know, the news of all the killings that's been going on since we've been on break. Was, you know, black killings, you know, the cops shooting up, you know, shooting our people. So I want to talk about that. I don't think it really matters who they're shooting, but I believe that we are being targeted. And, you know, I just want to just say, you know, how you felt, you know, during break when you're off, like, sex, even on the water, and you listen to the news and you see, you know, all this commotion, the rioting, you know, people getting killed, you know, just stuff like that. How does that make you feel?
You know, Mika, a couple of weeks ago, I had a rant on Facebook. I just had to rant on one of my statuses because, you know, it's just really ridiculous what's been going on because, you know, as soon as I got off the ship, I came back here to Tupelo, you know, and there was actually a police killing here in Tupelo. It's been on CNN, and we've been doing marches to come home and see marches. like, and see the KKK come out and see these Confederate flags out. And, you know, that was the first thing I saw when I came home. And it's just amazing to me. I feel like it's not 2016. I feel like it's, like, I feel like we mid-civil, you know, like, it's just crazy. I feel like it's still back in the day. And as a person who's been on the ship, and I've lived with people from 72 different countries, and we all get along just fine. And to come home in this whole black, white, cop, black thing, man, it just blows my mind. It just completely blows my mind. And it's not something that I really wanted to see when I came home. I was like, dang, I'm ready to go back. It's crazy.
I know. It's a lot to digest when you're thinking about progression of where we should be as far as race, you know, how advanced we've come and how far we've come. It's almost like you have a setback, you know, in the situation. And it's really hard for me because I have a black son. I have a 15-year-old young black man that I'm raising and trying to teach him to respect authority. But it's hard to tell somebody to, you know, respect authority when authority doesn't respect you, you know. Respect, I teach respect is given, you know, it's not given, it's earned. So if a cop come up on you, I'm trying to teach my son that, hey, if a cop come up on you, just do what he say, do. He looking at me like, even if it's wrong, I'm like, just try to keep everything to a minimum, because right now things are getting really, really heated and really, really out of hand. And then I was watching the news the other day, and you got people now, when they're being pulled over, they're automatically shooting at the cops because they don't want to take a chance on losing their life to police brutality. You know, it's outrageous. You know, Blue, how do you feel about it?
Basically, like, it's hard to deal with when it comes to cop shootings and stuff, because with everything going on with them, it seems like people can't take them serious anymore, you know. But I still feel like we still should respect them as being a, you know, authority, because they're out. Not all cops, but like most of them, are out there to protect and serve.
Right.
Matter of fact, I just saw something a couple of days ago about a cop that actually just got arrested for prostitution for kids, and I just saw that the other day. And see, there, I think people they try to take too much, because they feel like they have authority, that they can feel like they can do anything. They need to stop, because now they're prostituting children, and now he's behind bars. Now he's locked up for life. So I think it's just getting really ridiculous when it comes to the if you have some type of authority.
Yeah, but it is some good cops out there. Shout out to all the good cops who are out there.
Yeah.
I don't want to discredit them or take anything away from them, you know, but if authority, you know, have to be willing to work with us the way we're willing to work with them, you know, I don't care what color, race, you know, whatever you are, I think that you should be respected no matter what the case is. I know, you being a black man, it should directly hit home with you. How do you feel about the situation?
Well, you know, I'm going to just say it like this, and I said this many times on different shows. You know, police brutality is wrong at the end of the day. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Police brutality is wrong. Police are supposed to protect and serve. But, Ms. Meagher, I love what you said. When a police stop you, comply. Do everything. Don't even move. Hell, let the officer get the shit out your pocket. You understand what I'm saying? If it gets down to that. Because, no, not all cops are bad. You know, and I have to tell folks, we're not talking about officer friendly. We're not talking about the officer at the schoolhouse. You know what I'm saying? We're not talking about your everyday cops. So we can't say all cops are bad, but we do have a few out there that takes advantage of their job and the system and think that they are above law. And it's just wrong at the end of the day. And like I said, Mika, when I saw that video, I'll never forget about the dude. I want to say it was in Minnesota with his old lady. She was filming it. Like, I mean, I was feeling a certain type of way for a couple of days after seeing that. You know what I'm saying? Because black men are being targeted at the end of the day, or at least that's just how I feel. You know what I'm saying? So police
and then
brutality
they had
is wrong.
With them. Yeah, then they had their
and his daughter was in the back
like,
seat. You absolutely right.
Yeah, it was a bad situation. It was a real bad situation. know.
And upon seeing it, sis, don't get me wrong. Upon seeing it, because you know they put anything on YouTube. So when I initially saw it, I was like, okay, is this a joke? But then when I saw it, like, on CNN and on, you know, on news, I was like, oh, it's crazy. But I also want to tell folks, you never want to get yourself in a situation where you trying to call 911 or you need help and the police don't come to you. You know what I'm saying? So when folks go and shoot up the cops, that really ain't helping the situation. You know what I'm saying? Because you never want to get to the point where we can't call 911 if we really in trouble. You know, it just shows you that, you know, excuse my language, the world is just in a fucked up place right now.
It is. It's a fucked up world and a fucked up place. Point blank,
you know,
period.
So,
however, we got to learn how to adapt to the situation. That's why I'm telling my child, like, hey, don't put me in no situations, because if the cops target mine, things going terribly wrong. Like, I'm going to jail for a long time after the stuff I'm going to think about doing. So to keep me out of a situation, you know what I'm saying, just comply. If it's wrong, if you know it's wrong, put your phone on before they get to you.
Yeah.
Record it, and we'll do what we have to do after that. But I need you to comply. You know, just comply with authority, and let's try to get through it and make the situation less invasive as possible. You know, that's just kind of where I'm at on the whole situation. Shout out to everybody who's lost somebody to police brutality, or anybody who is dealing with police brutality. It's so upsetting. I guess my tongue is getting tired, you know, thinking about it.
It's all
if you
good,
have any comments about the subject,
and what's really going on in today's society, it's sad.
And that's right. That's why Radio Divas is here to attack the issues that are going on in today's society. Not only are we going to talk about serious topics, but Radio Divas is going to be fun this season. We're going to talk about love. We're going to talk about all the stuff people don't want to talk about. We're not going to talk about anything else but the stuff that people don't want to talk about, you know, and a little good stuff here and there. You know,
that's what's up.
This is a touchy, yeah, it's a touchy subject. People don't want to really talk about it. People just want to yell Black Lives Matter and let that be, you know, what it is. But you really have to address the situation and find ways to get through it.
No doubt, no doubt. And ladies, y'all do have a caller on the line. Y'all want to take some calls?
Yeah.
Y'all ready for
it?
All right, 267 is area code. Your last four digits is 3022. You're live with the Radio Divas. Who we got?
What's up, Grind Hard Radio? How y'all doing this evening?
Good. How are you?
Well, this your boy Kurt NC from Behind the Scenes Radio, and I want to speak on what y'all was talking about. I feel like you know how people say Black Lives Matter. Well, if Black Lives Matter, then why the hell in the hood you can kill your own people, and when the police come around asking, you know, do you know what happened, ain't nobody saying nothing. But as soon as the police shoot you, all Black Lives Matter. I don't understand that. And that's my problem. That's something that we've been tackling on our, well, we haven't been on for a while, but I've been doing live shows on Facebook talking about it. And I really feel like that, to me, I feel like that's the big problem in the Black community, is because we say Black Lives Matter when the police shoot at us. But if we shoot our own selves, don't snitch. There's something wrong with that, because it's all Black Lives Matter. They're all Black Lives Matter. And not just all Black Lives Matter, all lives matter. It's just not all just Black Lives Matter. Because if you really dig into who funds Black Lives Matter, it's a KKK member, if you really dig into it and you really do your research.
Well, that is. And I'll tell you what, ladies, Mika, we, you know, she had to convene for a little bit, you know, so I'm going to take over from her, you know, until she get back in the building. We still got DJ Saxon, Miss Boo is in the building. Ladies, if y'all want to chime in on that, Kurt, we appreciate you for calling in as well, man, and just stating your opinion. One thing I did want to say, and just throw this out there, bro, you made a valid point, but for me, when a black person kills another black person, 9 times out of 10, that black person goes to jail. But when the police shoots a black person, it don't seem that they go to jail. It don't seem that they get no type of punishment. So that would be my only, you know, that's just my only gripe with the whole thing. But what you were saying, bro, you definitely had a valid point.
Yeah, I agree totally what you say. Because if I shoot my own brother, I'm going to do 10 to 15 years. But if the police shoot you, oh, he's just going to be sitting behind the desk or he's going to get paid time off.
Right.
Which is not right. I'm not saying that it's right. But my point is, if Black Lives Matter, then if you see somebody shoot somebody in your hood, like, for instance, the neighborhood that I used to live in Philly, right? Those people right across the street from me, Warren, right, with niggas a block behind me. I was hearing shots all night long, every day. Soon as the police come around, ain't nobody saying nothing. But as soon as the police officer shot one of a black person, all lives matter. But nigga, hold on. Just the other day, we seen somebody get shot. I came out and I caught the end of it, but it was somebody that got shot by a young boy. The boy was only like 16 years old, shot another 20-year-old. Didn't nobody say nothing. But as soon as, you know, the cop shooters, all lives matter. Like, nah, nigga, you ignorant as a motherfucker to me. That's just my opinion.
That's what's up. You definitely had one, sir. Yeah. Ain't nothing we can say after that.
But y'all,
go ahead and get your promo out there and let the folks know where they can check your show out and all that good stuff. Get your plugs out there, good brother.
Alright, so September 9th, we gonna have your old crew, Grind Hard Radio, on Behind the Scenes Radio, September 9th, 10:00 p.m. Make sure that you tune in. Check us out. We're starting back up.
Indeed.
And then September 10th, we're going to have The Plug, which is a movie that came out in Atlanta. They're going to be on the show. We got a lot of new things coming up on Behind the Scenes Radio. We also have we're going to start a reality show coming up real soon. We're going to be following five artists for 6 months, showing what it takes to become what they're trying to do. And it's going to be real crazy. You can tune into Behind the Scenes Radio every Thursday and Friday and Saturday, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, starting September 9th. And that's about it, man. Check us out on Instagram at @BHINDCATSCBN_radio, or you can check me out on Facebook, Curtis Lee. And yeah, that's about it.
That's what's up. That's what it is. All right, well, bro, you know, you just stick around. I want you to, you know, you got a lot more coming up from the Radio Divas, bro, and we appreciate you for calling in tonight. Salute to you.
For sure. You already know, man.
That's what's up. All right, we're going to keep this thing moving. We're going to get into some more hot music. Don't forget, we got a hot topic coming up from your girl, Miss Blue. We got DJ Saxon with the music review. And we also got a new segment from your girl, Erica Arthur, which is entitled Authenticity Speaks, man. So y'all keep it locked, the Radio Divas. 323-693-3043 be the number. Or you can log on to the official website, and that's groundhardradio.com. The next track is up is your girl, Key Dash, with Wrong Chick. Radio Divas, take on.
Check me out.
Yeah.
Now, if y'all looking for somebody to be apologetic about how fly these ladies are,
y'all looking for that?
Y'all got the wrong one.
Not right here, player.
Y'all know what time it is.
Know what time it is.
Radio Divas.
Radio. Yeah.
Miss Mika.
Miss Mika, what happened?
Miss Blue.
Yeah.
DJ Saxy. Erica Arthur. Right here. Grind Hard Radio Network. Radio Deep. Yeah.
Dread beats on the track.
Baby, come over. I need some of your time. Had a long day, can't wait to see my babe. We can sip wine and dine. I want some love for my baby. Please don't be late. Dinner's at 8, I'm cooking you fake. Cool is the day. Well, about 10 minutes later, I get a text from my man. Saying he had a great time last night. The way I moved my body was out of sight. I knew the text wasn't for me. Last night he said he was on sleep. I'm looking at the phone now, mad as hell. This man said he loved me, well, I had a great time last night. The way I moved my body was out of sight. I knew that that wasn't for me. That night he said he was on CAA. I'm looking at the phone now, mad as hell. This man said he loved me, well I can't tell. I text him back with a
long chick.
You got me messed
up.
Boy, you know you busted. Thought of you disgust me. Come and get your ring, I don't want it no more. You got me messed up. Boy, you know you busted. Thought of you disgust me. Said you wouldn't play these games no more.
I'm glad it was so good to you. I hope you had some fun. Tell her she can move from number two. Take my place, I'm number one. Cause I got no time for silly games. You're not the man you used to be. But see what goes around comes back around. It's gonna happen, you will see. See, I'm a grown chick that you can mess around wrong with. I heard you had a great time last night. The way you move a body was out the sight. I knew the test wasn't for me. Cause you told me you was on CAA. But I hope you know that boy, I'm mad as hell. You used to say you love me, well I can't tell. I'm leaving you with her wrong chick.
You got me messed up. Boy, you know you're busted. Thought of you disgust me. Come and get your ring, I don't want it no more. Come and get your ring, I don't want it no more.
Come on, love. Be you overcome, but you know.
latest Radio Divas. Make sure you hit up the latest 323-693-3043. Or you can log on to the official website, and that's grindhardradio.com. Ms. Blue, go ahead and hit us with the next topic, darling.
The next topic is, at what age appropriate is it okay for a child to have a social media?
Ooh,
because
that's a good one, sis. That's a good one.
Thank you. The reason why I'm asking, because I just found a couple of little incidents with my daughter where I didn't know she had one, and I had to make her delete it. And there's some pervert trying to get at her. So that's why I was trying to ask a lot of the parents, or, you know, people, at what age appropriate do you think it's okay for a child? Because my daughter is only 10. And my son is 9, but he doesn't have one, but my daughter does. And why do you believe that for that age?
DJ Saxon, what you think about this, sis?
You said your daughter was 10, and in my head I was thinking 10 is probably the age I would let them start. And the reason I say that is because it really depends on the child and the parents these days. Because if you look on social media, you'll see these kids going viral, like these 6-7-year-old kids who sneak and put stuff on, and then, you know,
right,
they're booty dancing, or they're doing makeup, doing something crazy, then they mess around and go viral, and the parents are upset and yada, yada, yada. But I honestly think 10 is a good age if you know your child. You know, it just depends on the child. You have to think about today's technology age. Every kid I know is on Snapchat. Every kid I know is on Instagram. That is the way, sadly, that is the way they communicate. I do parties for teens. I do groups with teens, and all the time they're always snapping each other. You know, they're always doing something technical. And, you know, and that's a whole nother topic right there, how the kids are too much into technology, but you know, I honestly think 10 is a good age depending on the kid. 10 to 13.
10 to 13.
Well, see, exactly. You're talking my language now. Absolutely. Because, I mean,
it just depends on the kid.
With the daughters, that just hits me, you know, and maybe that's why I don't have a daughter. I would be very leery of that. But, Blue, I would say 13 before you can get a social media in my house. You know, but DJ Sexy did point something out. So we got some smart kids. Not all kids is bad. Not all kids are getting into trouble. So at the end of the day, I think that it's situational. And, you know, whatever that parent decides in their household, that's what they decide. But in my house, man, you definitely got to be 13 and up, you know what I'm saying, to be on social media. Because we got some freaks out there. We got some pedophiles out there, you know what I'm saying, that prey on kids, you know. So, but that's a damn good topic, Blue. I'm glad you brought that to the table. But I think it's situational at the end of the day, you know, whatever works for your household. But for me, I would definitely say 13 and up. Then start talking about social media.
Right. Because
I do want to say it's real important. It's real important to teach your kids about online safety. And I know that they're teaching that to kids now in kindergarten about online safety. And when you have these programs, you can set your profile to private. You can set your profile to be blocked. And also they have it now where parents, you can have your child's passwords and you can check and see what your child is doing at all times.
And that's what I'm saying, sis. Even if it was 10, I would definitely be monitoring them. Hell, if they're 13, I'm going to be monitoring them. You know, so, yeah, you made some valid points, and that is true. You know, so if they was on social media, you best believe I'm going to have that password right along with them. You know, so.
Right, because I didn't tell my daughter that she can have a social media at all, because I feel like she's not ready, and because of crazy things that go on at the, you know, on social media, it's too much, and I don't feel like a child around like 10 or so is ready mentally for what goes on social media. So this turnaround, I didn't find out till after she made the Snapchat, the Musical.ly or whatever that thing is. And I didn't find this out till later. Then when I started going through her phone, because I always go through her phone anyways, but when I started finding out all this stuff, I mean, she wasn't posting anything bad, but she was having, like, grown men posting as kids trying to talk to her and sending her, you know, adult websites. So,
wow, have a full-on conversation. Yeah, no.
Right, and I almost snapped my daughter's neck. Yeah, so I was asking, like, what age appropriate would it be okay? I've already told her no, but she didn't ask me. But then come to find out she had already made one. So that's why she's only 10. She's about to be 11 in October. That's why I was really curious.
We lost the sis. It's all good. What we're going to do, we're going to keep it moving. You know, we're going to check on Blue Microphone, and hopefully we can reset the conversation at a later time. But right now, we are about to get into the new segment for Radio Divas with Miss Erica Arthur. It's called Authenticity Speaks with Erica Arthur, and it's brought to you by Metro PCS.
Sarah figured out that by switching to Metro PCS, she gets 2 free smartphones.
Your barbecue ribs are the best.
Take the rest home with you, Sarah.
Just like she figured out that by visiting her in-laws, she doesn't have to cook for the rest of the week. You too figure it out. Get 2 free 4G LTE smartphones from top brands like Samsung and LG after instant rebate when you switch. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figure it out. Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included. See store or metropcs.com for details and terms and conditions.
Blog Talk Radio.
Check me out.
Yeah.
Now, if y'all looking for somebody to be apologetic about how fly these ladies are,
y'all looking for that?
Y'all got the wrong one.
Not right here, player.
Y'all know what time it is.
Know what time it is.
Radio Divas.
Radio. Yeah.
Miss Mika.
Miss Mika, what happened?
Miss Blue.
Yeah.
DJ Saxy. Erica Arthur. Right here. Grind Hard Radio Network. Radio Deep. Yeah.
Hey, hey, this is Erica from AuthenticitySpeaks.com, one of the Radio Divas here on Reinhardt Radio. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about one of my favorite subjects. Well, no, safe to say my favorite subject, which is love. And I want to talk to you about what does it mean to be an expert on love? Do you consider yourself an expert on love? Now, a lot of you know that I write love poetry. On Instagram, you can find me. I even tweet it from time to time. And on my blog, I'm always sharing it. But I got into a bit of a heated discussion with someone, and they told me, they said, well, you're not even an expert on love, and you write about it all the time. Now, I admit, although I am degreed, I'm not degreed or certified in love. But then it made me think about it. What does it take to constitute an expert on love? And on my blog, AuthenticitySpeaks.com, I wrote this. I liken it to a child psychologist with no children, or the mother or grandmother who can out-chef any top chef but never went to cooking school a day in her life. Who's more qualified to talk about love, one who's lived it or one who's studied it? What would make me an expert, though I never said I was? Could one be considered an expert only if they have a high success rate in said matters of the heart? What would it take to be an expert? Would it be years of enduring a miserable relationship, or being in an abusive relationship and having the courage to leave it? Or maybe somebody with multiple sexual partners with no disease or unwanted children, or someone in a relationship that they thought was monogamous until an STD was contracted? Or maybe you prefer to take advice from the marriage counselor who's never been married. Or on the flip side, the cousin who's been divorced twice. I say it's all relative. I'm interested. what would you say constitutes a love expert? A lot of times we have life experience that doesn't really translate well in formal settings. You may not have had a formal education in a lot of areas. You may not have graduated, as they say, magna cum laude. You may have graduated, as the comedians say, help me, Lordy. But, you know, truth of the matter is the school of hard knocks teaches us a lot. And you can learn from anyone. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can. I found out that you can learn from anyone. You can learn what to do and you can learn what not to do. A lot of you know I'm married. Been married for over 18 and a half years. And with somebody such as myself who had decades of love gone right and love gone wrong, lived experience, and even though Miss Mika affectionately calls me the love doctor, I'm going to tell you the truth. It's a classroom I'm in on the daily. So for you, my prayer is this. I pray that love and the love lives of those around you don't impact negatively. I pray that when it's your turn to love again, you will throw away old love notes and old cheat sheets. I pray that the lesson plans and textbooks of the embittered and insecure will never be incorporated into your relationship curriculum. I pray love arrives untainted, untamed, unintimidated, unhindered, and that you recognize it when it manifests. I'm Erica Arthur from AuthenticitySpeak.com, and authenticity is spelled a little different here. It is AuthenticitySpeak.com. That's AuthenticitySpeak.com. Be sure to go there, subscribe, and follow my blog for more inspiration, or perhaps you just only want to hear about the love poetry side of me. I can help you there, too. Meet me on Instagram at AuthenticitySpeak. And follow me on Twitter if you'd like, at Indigo Interlude or at Authenticity. Thank you for your support. We love you here on Grind Heart Radio, and you're listening to Radio Divas. Peace.
That was the Love Doctor, Miss Erica Arthur. Ladies, did you enjoy that segment?
Yes. Really did. So deep. So deep.
Yeah, it was. And I just want to shout Erica out because, you know, she supports and she's such an inspiration to everybody, not just over here at Radio Diva, just everybody. She supports all the shows that's on the Grind Heart Radio Network. You know, you could be going through a bad day and you just might get a text out of the blue from Erica, you know. So I want to salute her on that. And ladies, if y'all had any comments, you know, she shouted Miss Mika out because Miss Mika always called her the love doctor. But if y'all want to chime in and got any commentary on that, she was basically saying, what constitutes you as a love doctor? And we are back joined by Miss Mika. She's back in the building. What's up? Mika, you back there?
Hello?
You back just in time. It's all good. We just played the segment from Erica Arthur. She gave you a shout out, you know, because you always call her the love doctor. She was basically saying, what constitutes you as a love doctor? Do you got to have a degree? Can you be just that person from up the street that been through something? You know what I'm saying? So if y'all ladies had any commentary on that. And we lost Mika again. Miss Blue?
You know. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Blue.
Okay. Sorry. Okay, you know, I love what Erica has said about love. You know, sometimes when we do go through, you know, ups and downs in relationships, I think it just depends on what you feel when you're in that moment when you're with whoever you're with. You know, it's that moment that you share with that person despite what everybody else says. You know, everybody has their own definition of the word love, you know, and one, just because one person feels like it's this way doesn't always mean, you know, that means the same thing to another person. So everybody has their own definition of the word love.
You know, it's just all about how that person makes you feel. So, I mean, love,
well said,
it has boundaries with
yeah.
anything. You know,
I
so
agree.
loving without expecting anything back, regardless. I mean, that's just my own opinion. You
yeah.
know, you so
we
love
live life on life terms. Period.
Right.
You live life on life terms. You got to go through to get through.
Exactly. That's how I feel. Love is
yeah.
a very strong word, but it has so many different and so many different levels of meaning. It just all depends on the person.
Yeah. Well said. Definitely well said. Shaxx, before I throw it to you, look like we got Miss Mika back. Baby, you back now. You going through
I'm
it tonight, back. Y'all. You just take the wheel.
I'm having it hard. It's hard out here for a
pimp. It's hard out there,
sis. It's hard out here for the pimps, the hoes, the hustlers, everybody.
No doubt.
I am back. I think I did force it, though, and I think that experience makes you the love doctor. Going through things, going through good and bad and hard times, makes you the love doctor, because if you can't tell nobody about nothing, if you've never been through nothing.
Right. Definitely. That's definitely
that's
what's
the up. Erica Arthur, the real love
yeah.
doctor.
DJ Shaxx, anything you want to throw out there, sis? Before I let Miss Mika take my phone.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah,
now
I'm just in agreement. I agree with everybody.
I know that's
and,
right.
You know,
yeah.
she did say it that, you know, when you think about who we call the wise people, you know, even back in tribal times, the wise people were the older people that went through things. So we learn from the wise quicker than the people that study. You know, so I'm just in agreement with everybody. Love the topic.
Yeah. Most definitely. Most definitely. It definitely was brought to you by Metro PCS. So we're going
to
shout them out. We do have a legit ad for Radio Divas. You know what I'm saying? So salute to Metro PCS. Ms. Meek, I just want to catch you up on another topic that Blue threw out there that I'm actually going to use on my show next week. But she was saying, what do you, for a child, what is age appropriate for a child to have a social media, such as Twitter, Instagram, Facebook?
I only allow my son to have, my son is 15, he'll be 16 next year. He's only allowed to do Instagram and Twitter. I don't allow Facebook because it's so much more personal. Instagram is kind of like pictures and Twitter is kind of, you know, it's not as messy as the other ones like Facebook. So I'm kind of thinking maybe, I'm not going to put an age on it. I'm going to say when you know that your child is responsible enough to handle stuff like that and make, you know, good decisions. I don't care if you're 20 and you can't make good decisions. You don't need no social media account. You know, like,
know that's
you
right.
know, talking to everybody,
true.
Then, you know, if you're going to be talking to strangers, what I look like granting you permission? I pay the phone bill. When you get grown, you can do what you want to do. But until then, I'm going to decide when you're ready. If your child is not responsible, people know their kids. Don't be in denial about your kids. If your kids ain't right, shit, your kids ain't right. You ain't the only one with kids who ain't right. You know, my baby
right.
girl sometimes too, and he is punished. Like, I don't put him on a pedestal. All kids are going to do things. When your child is responsible enough to get on social media, then that's the time. If that's 8 or if that's 20, whichever one, then you make the decision.
You know, I'm curious. I want to ask y'all a question. I want to ask a quick question, similar to the topic. How do you guys feel about the parents that exploit their children on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter?
Well, sis, that's the reason why they are the way they are now, because they get it from their parents. I think it's crazy.
Have you seen the ones that, like for example, I can't remember the little girl's name, but she got like a little fast mouth. And they always posting videos of her, and she's always going viral because of these little crazy things she says or the clothes she'll put on. You know, there's a girl, there's a little boy out there, too, that's doing crazy stuff. You know, the parents are encouraging this, like, so their children get all these followers.
Yeah, and that's another thing that us parents, you know, we got to be careful allowing our children look at social media. And people in general, you know, because, I mean, we can't always protect them from what goes out in the real world, but we could at least advise them like, if you do this, there are consequences to all your actions, to whatever it is that you're going to do. You can't, you, there's people out there that don't care about you, and then you got people that do. But if you are exploiting your children to do stuff like that, and you wonder why they act in the way they do, there's something wrong. And it might not even just be the parents. It could be, like, you know, their friends or relatives or whatever the case is, or whoever they, you know, are, that the kids look up to. A lot of times that has an effect on how the child is thinking, a lot of times, that we don't realize. You know, kids are a lot smarter than we really give them credit for. I mean, that's...
I have one thing yeah, to say right. About the whole thing. If you support it, then you're part of the problem. So I don't even watch it. So I don't know what's going on with people exploiting their kids. I don't watch it. You get what I'm saying? So I don't support it in anyone. I don't laugh at it. If your child is at the birthday party, bending over, twerking to all the songs, I politely leave because you're letting them do too much. You know, I just don't support it at all. I'm not going to watch it. I'm not going to entertain it. I'm not going to even talk about it. I'm not going to... Because you can't tell people how to raise their kids. If they feel like it's right, then you got to let people do what they feel like, you know, is right. You just got to kind of play your lane and let them keep raising their kids. And then when their kids somewhere robbing and stealing and, you know, working at the club for real, then you just look and be like, you know, hey, you know, it's one of those things.
Right. That's why I say, like, I mean, kids look up to us, whether we want to believe that or not. We have some type of impact on these children's lives now.
Absolutely.
You know, because they look up to us because we are the adults. That, you know, they feel like how we live, they, you know, it's okay to do certain things as an adult. That's what the kids are looking at. They don't see everything behind what goes on social media and all that stuff. So we just have to be aware. We have to be careful of what we do, because kids are watching. Regardless.
Period.
Yeah.
I know this is, you know, you guys, I always think of the crazy stuff, but I don't agree with role models, stereotypes, and stuff like that. I don't do role models. I don't have a role model. I always think that kids should try to be better than anybody that they see, period. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, I agree with that, totally.
I don't really like the term role model because it puts a lot of responsibility on an adult. That doesn't really want, like, I don't want to be anybody's role model, so don't put the title on me. I don't want to be your child's role model. I want your child to be better than me. I want my child to be better than me, you know.
Right.
I want them to see what I'm doing and try to be one more step ahead of us.
Mm.
Right. That's always
that's
a good thing, too. And I agree with Miss Mika, because that's the same thing that I tell my children, too, you know. What they feel like, oh, because I have money, they feel like I don't have bills to pay or anything like that. And that's why I always try to tell them, like, you have to be careful what you do regardless. You know, I want you to go to school, graduate, and if,
be somebody.
And, exactly. And don't waste all your talents that you have that you know you want to be because somebody else is doubting you or whatnot, or you see somebody on social media. You know, whatever you do, it takes hard work. So why not put all that energy into something that's worth working for, that's going to benefit you in the long run, instead of dealing with this nonsense of social media? Because it takes a lot of energy to do, hang out, you know, do crazy stuff on social media when you could use that same, apply that same thing to what you want to do as you get older.
Correct. It does.
Right.
It does. I believe all of our opinions were accurate. I believe that everybody's, you know, opinion of what they feel is right is right. However, it's just how you apply it to your daily life. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Most definitely. That's what's up, ladies. All right, it's Radio Divas. Hit them up, 323-693-3043. Ladies, y'all are trending tonight out of the top 8 shows on Blog Talk, so salute on that. We're going to get into a hot track from your boy Dub De Niro with Pop Champagne. And when we come back, we're going to get into this music review with DJ Saxon. It's Radio Divas. Keep it locked, Groundhog Radio Network.
Yes, sir.
The first sight in my mind, you in my bed, I make you mine. A special moment till the end of time. I'm yours for the keeping, and that's no lie. I came to a conclusion that you're the one for me. That's no
champagne romance tonight. Each and every moment that I'm with you, baby, it blows my mind. Oh, I'm in like you, cause once in a lifetime, shit, I'm with it, and I give you commitment that told you that I love you.
Shout outs 323-693-3043 be the number. And right now we're about to get into this music review with DJ Sexy.
Yeah. Let's get into it. Y'all, this your girl DJ Sexy. And of course, you know I got that music review to keep y'all up with what's going on in the world. First off, let's start out by giving DJ Khaled a major shout out because his album Major Key just dropped and it is already number one on the charts. So big shout out to him. I know he's been pumping up that project for some time now, and for it to jump up and be number one, you know, within the first 2-3 days of being released, it was number one. So
that's
pretty awesome for Khaled. Okay, so let's get to these charts, you guys. All right, starting off at number 10. We have Work by Rihanna. You know that song that came out and had everybody moving. She has been bumped all the way down to number 10. I was shocked to see it, but it is what it is. Coming in at number 9, I Got the Keys, your boy DJ Khaled featuring Jay-Z and Future. Coming in at number 8, Broccoli, that's D-R-A-M featuring Lil Yachty. Be on the lookout for Lil Yachty, too. That's going to be an upcoming artist to keep your eye on. Number 7, Controller by your boy Drake. Coming in at number 6, Drake Again featuring Rihanna with the song Too Good. Number 5 is Kent Jones with his song Don't Mind, and that's his debut song, which is now dropping down to number 5. It was number 2. I think number 2 is the highest he's reached on the charts, but he's still in the top 10, so we're good to go. Number 4, your boy DJ Khaled again with his hot song featuring Drake. The name of the song is For Free. Number 3, that designer boy, Panda. Number 3, still hanging on to the charts dearly. And coming in at number 2, Miss Rihanna with her song Needed Me. Now, that song right there has just flown and jumped to the top of the charts. But, of course, it cannot top the number 1 song on the charts right now is your boy Drake featuring Wizkid and Kyla, that song One Dance. And that right there, guys, is your music review from your girl DJ Saxy. Let's get it.
Season 6 of Radio Divas. Y'all are off to a good start. Salute to you, DJ Sexy, for the music review. Y'all keep in tune because the ladies got a lot coming for y'all this season. DJ Sexy, Miss Mika, Miss Blue, Erica Arthur. You know what I'm saying? So y'all make sure y'all keep it locked. If you want to know more about Radio Divas, you can go to their official page. You can go to groundhardradio.com. And don't forget to subscribe. It's been a great show, ladies. I want to shout out Miss Mika. You know what I'm saying? She's always a busy lady. She's always on the go. So we love you, sis, and we love you for everything that you do. But, ladies, right now, I want y'all to get y'all plugs and your shout-outs and your promo on, you know. So we're going to start off with our resident DJ, DJ Sexy. Let the folks know where they can find you at on social media and all that good stuff in case they want to work with you, do some collabs, and all that good stuff.
Yes, sir. All right, y'all, this your girl, DJ Sexy. I know I'm sexy, but it's Sexy, S-A-X-Y. You guys can find me on Instagram at DJ _ S-A-X-Y, and Twitter at DJ Sexy. Also, guys, if you want to network with me, just hit me up in my DMs, shoot me an email or anything. I can now get radio play in Japan, so I'm making some major moves, and I want to take artists with me. So just hit me up, follow me, and let's work.
That's what's up. That's what it is. Make sure y'all follow DJ Sexy. Miss Blue, darling, go ahead and throw yourself out there. Let them know where they can follow you at. If they want to work with you and get some management going on.
Yes, this is your girl, Miss Blue, on Radio Divas. You know, we had an excellent show coming back. You know, I love my ladies. I love my teammates. You know, I love y'all. I just want to say, if you want to network with me, please hit me up on Facebook under Williams Blue. Or you can go ahead and email me, carebear09091984@gmail.com. And let's make every dream possible happen in reality. So let's go. So love y'all.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And make sure you check out Radio Divas every Sunday night from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Only on the Brown Hard Radio Network. Ladies, it's always a pleasure to talk to y'all. Can't wait for next week, you know what I'm saying? So keep it locked, groundhardradio.com. We out. Radio Divas, take off.
Check me out. Yeah. Now, if y'all looking for somebody to be apologetic about how fly these ladies are,
y'all looking for that?
Y'all got the wrong one.
Not right here, player.
Y'all know what time it is.
Know what time it is.
Radio Divas.
Radio. Yeah.
Miss Mika.
Miss Mika, what happened?
Miss Blue.
Yeah.
DJ Saxy. Erica Arthur. Right here. Grind Hard Radio Network. Radio Divas. Yeah.
Wait a minute. the baby